All right, motherfuckers, welcome back to another episode of Argue This. As you know, Tron is on holiday. And we don't got Tron. But we do got a special person. A very special person. Someone that I even, fuck from time to time. I stick my penis in this person. And it's not even a dude. It's a woman with boobs and the whole nine. It's my wife.
I am waiting.
What?
I am the guest star.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself. I'm Alex the Truck. This week, is there even a fucking point to trying to save the planet? The sun's going to explode one day. Is there a fucking, point in, saving species and other fucking continents that I don't fucking care about? I'm not going to go visit fucking, black rhinos or white rhinos or whatever the fuck. I don't care. I don't care about coral in the sea. I'm not going to go diving for them. How is this going to affect me, in my selfish fucking ways?
Okay. This question, you might not understand it, but I need an answer to it before I start formulating. So if you saw a car in the parking lot, would you leave it or would you go put it up in the little lineup thing?
I have never fucking put a cart away. Like, the only reason I ever put my cart away is because I can ride it unsafely. Like, jump on the back and be like, wee, and ride it across the fucking parking lot.
Okay, see, I always go collect that cart and I put it in the lineup thingy. Like, I always do that if I see that because I think it's damn rude and they're not getting paid enough to do this shit.
Yeah, quit your... Okay, I have to say this. If you fucking work at any of the retail outlets that, and you're a cart collector and you fucking hate your job, quit. Quit your fucking job. That job sucks. 100% it sucks. There's nothing good there.
Okay, so your answer to whether to the your answer to my question being you would not push the cart in the lineup thingy.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two kind of so there have been two previous global warming events. One that happened if I read correctly even faster than this one did, and what happened was, after that global warming event, like 90% of all species were wiped out. And those that are left. So the Earth has survived a global warming twice in the past. However, it has had disastrous results on the full, I always say economy when I'm trying to say whatever.
Ecology.
Yeah, whatever. So the planet will survive. We as humans will most certainly survive as we are so adaptative. But the point is, as someone, I care about the planet and I care about taking care of the planet, which is why I am the person who puts the cart away. Like, I'm going out of my way to do that for someone versus you who will not. So the fact, the repercussions of global warming to you do not matter.
Well, here
that's how I'm interpreting that statement.
Really what it is. The one thing that gives this planet life, the only thing that gives this planet life, is the sun. The sun up in the sky. Boop. The center of our galaxy. Okay? Agreed?
Okay. There are plants and animals that can grow without sunlight. Is that part of your statement or is that different?
No, without the sun. Without the sun, the planet goes to, negative fucking, a million degrees Celsius, and nothing can survive that.
Okay, but there are plants and animals that live completely without sunlight. So move on.
Yeah, without sunlight. But the sun's heat still fucking provides them, with the heat that they need.
I'm not denying that, but I'm just saying if you're basing this...
I'm not saying sunlight.
Okay,
I'm not saying light at all. Light and heat are very different things. Like that live sign that we have over there, that is just light. There's no heat coming off of that. But without the sun, the planet essentially becomes Pluto. And nothing survives on Pluto. There's nothing on there. No life. There's no life on Mars, which is just a planet away. Because it's too fucking cold. Now imagine there's no fucking heat, because there's no such thing as cold. It's just the absence of heat. So imagine we just living on a big ice block with no heat, nothing to, you know, everything's frozen.
Okay.
So the entire fucking planet dies. And honestly, when the sun fucking explodes, it's going to envelop the Earth with fucking, you know, super duper heated, you know, hydrogen, whatever the fuck, and kill everything on the planet anyway. It's going to be way worse than any fucking asteroid, and the entire planet's going to fucking be doomed. And then after the sun explodes and after all the fucking, you know, radiation heat dies off, then it's just going to be a cold, dead fucking rock floating through space. And I feel like that's where asteroids really fucking come from. It's just, you know, when a galaxy just fucking dies, it throws all its shit all over the place. And, you know, some of it comes to here. And it takes a long fucking time to get, you know, shit here.
So what does that have to do with now?
Why are we, you know, killing ourselves in order to save the planet that is doomed anyway? There's a fucking doomsday clock for when the sun finally does explode and kill everything. Yeah, I know it's pessimistic, but, you know, and I'm looking at the glass half empty, but guess what? You know, whether it be in, you know, 10,000 years or a million years, the sun is going to explode. There is a time limit on, you know, how much nuclear fission can happen there before it, you know, becomes unstable and the sun explodes.
Okay, so I like trees. Mm-hmm. I like flowers. I like cats. I like the ocean. I like the coral reefs. I like the redwood forests. I like ribosomes. Like, I like so much that is on the surface of the Earth. Like, it's really fucking cool. And I would be sad for that to be lost. And that's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, you like it right now, but, you know, here in 50 years, you'll be dead.
So, trees live a long fucking time. Like, trees can live to, like, I think, like, the oldest one was, like, 2,000 years. That actually might be, that's probably completely inaccurate. I'm sure it's a lot older. But if something can outlive us, then that thing should.
A lot of things outlive us. Fucking, like, other people. And
so what I'm saying is, I know I'm going to die soon, but that tree that has stood and lived forever and ever, I want that tree to survive as long as it can, even if it extends past my own lifespan.
So you're thinking in the short term, you know. And there's things that could just happen. Like, if you look at, you know, the scientific community and, like, the theoretical physics community, you know, there's things that can just happen that just, boom, the fucking Earth, like, all life on Earth is just gone. Just because something that is traveling, like, 10 times the speed of light just fucking comes through the universe, boom, gone.
Yeah.
And I look at that, I'm like, okay, you know, I could, you know, get through halfway through this podcast and then all life on the Earth is, you know, gone. The Earth is gone. Everything's gone. You know, the universe can just end. If God was real, he'd fucking just, you know, be like, oh, this is a bad project. Ugh. He'd throw us away like a loaf, like a moldy, you know, loaf of bread. Be like, get it out of here. But honestly, it's just lucky that we're here. And so I enjoy every day myself the way I can. And I'll do the little bit I can. Like, I have a motorcycle that I take to work that is, you know, efficient on fuel. You have a Prius that's efficient on fuel, so we have to use less of it. I feel like that is enough of a fucking step that we take in the right direction. Boom. High five to us. And if it comes down to it, I can fucking live off the land. I know how to go fucking plant, you know, fruits and vegetables and all this other bullshit. And, you know, I can go hunt shit. And I know how to, you know, skin a fucking animal and cook it.
Well, most of these animals are going to be dead. or in the process of dying. Like a lot of ant, like just like how it's happened in the previous, a lot of things are going to die. Like
y'all
plants
forget
and
that
animals.
Humans are animals. I'll fucking eat.
No, we're. I already said it before. We are adaptative. Of course, we will survive. It's unfortunate, but so.
So, like, is there?
So, I see. So, I know I say this all the time, but like, I see. I would like to lie to myself and say I see humans as part of the food chain. That's a very nice, pleasant lie, and I do believe we need more predators, and I do believe we need a culling of stupid people. But if we view ourselves from outside, then it's our job to help and protect. Now, this is kind of different for me because I work in the animal field. So my goal is to help and protect animals, not humans. So my viewpoint on that.
Domesticated animals. Like if you take a cat and like have it as an out, like a wild outside cat.
Okay. I'm not talking about like pet owners. I'm talking about like people who are out on like conservations and they're like doing their best to like save species and all that kind of stuff. Because that's where it gets, that's where it's kind of like our duty to help out. Because we are part of the cause. We are not 100% of it. There are definitely huge environmental factors as well. But we are helping the process of this global warming accelerate at a way it hasn't had before. And so evolution needs time. Like, evolution is not fucking boom, oh my god, this animal's now has grown already a fifth leg. Like, evolution takes time. Evolution takes adjustment to an environment. And if the environment is changing too fast, evolution falls behind. And that's where we hit problems. And that's where we hit mass extinction. Extinction.
So, what is the problem with humans going extinct? You know, there is no problem with that. Like I see the Thanos snap, I'm like, snap twice, motherfucker, who cares?
So if humans were to completely disappear from the planet Earth, like immediately, just like that, our effects on the environment would still be there. There would still be plastic in the ocean. There would still be the landfills. Like, that's not something that can be gone away by itself. Like, it needs intervention.
So, yeah, we need to fucking, you know, waste fuel, waste gas to get over there and clean up the plastic that, you know, yesteryear fucking did. Or just let the fucking turtles, you know, fucking snort cocaine with the straws in their nose.
But see, again, this is you not putting the cart away. Like, you just don't care. And that's, no. There's nothing wrong with that. That is your stance. So, from your point of view, yes, there really is no bad, because there are some benefits to global warming. Like something I was reading talking about, like, so it has like the increased CO2 in the air, and with the warming, springs happen sooner and last longer, meaning we could actually see an increase of growth for agriculture. And also, if you're living inside a city where you're built on basically businesses on businesses, honestly, the change isn't going to affect you much, because everything has been built like metal and plastic, and we barely, and like so much of it is just processed food that's coming from farmlands that arguably could do better with global warming. So if you're living inside a city, you're not honestly going to see much of a change or feel it. It's outside. It's out kind of out in the fringes where it's going to be the most prevalent. Like it's most
so
prevalent
out where
at the
no
icebergs.
One fucking actually lives over at the iceberg where no one fucking lives. And it's like, oh no, boo hoo, poor polar bears. Oh boo hoo, poor fucking penguins. Oh boo hoo, fucking poor sea lions. Fucking, you know, they'll move to, you know, someplace else that has fucking solid land, and you know they'll either adapt or die. If every fucking polar bear in the world was to die today, just bang, 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 and kill them all, I would be 0% affected. Nothing. I would not care. So, like, you know, why am I over here, you know, crying boo-hoo? Like, if all the fucking flounder in the ocean were to die today, boom, boom, I don't care. Like, none of it actually, you know, truly affects me. It is one, you know, fucking, like, the bees fucking all dying. It's like, there's other things other than bees that do pollinate. Like, the wind. The wind also fucking pollinates. You know, fucking pollen is very light, and it can just get carried on the wind onto other fucking flowers, and doesn't take a lot to fucking make, boop, now you have fruit.
Okay, so you do want things to survive then, like fruit and stuff. You no, do want I, some things to no, survive.
I don't care. I'll fucking eat Twinkies for the rest of my goddamn life.
So what happens when you run out of Twinkies?
Then I go kill the neighbor and fucking take their Twinkies. See, it's going to be a Mad Max world where there's maybe, like, you know, a million people left on the planet, and...
Okay, just because you want that doesn't mean other people want that, okay? And I don't understand why... Okay. There's a difference between believing in global warming and doing nothing, and then there's a difference between not believing in global warming. Oh my god, that came out so wrong. Okay, whatever. The point
is... I believe in global warming. I believe it's coming. I believe the fucking end of the world is coming. Cool. I'm ready for it. Fucking bring it on. You know, because there's a bunch of fucking liberals that are like, I don't believe in guns, and then I'm going like, I do believe in guns, and bang, 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 and then I fucking take all their shit. You know, I am ready for that fucking scenario. I am ready for the fucking end of the world, the Mad Max fucking times.
So if you don't care, then you have two options. You can pitch in to help, or you can pitch in to not help. And because you don't, and because you don't care, I don't think you'd be required to pitch in.
Yeah, no, like I wouldn't go fucking wash
but
oil.
But don't get irritated and annoyed with people who are wanting to chip in.
Yeah, go ahead and go, you know, chip in, go battle against entropy, go fucking, you know, take, you know, your sweet ass time going out and doing whatever the fuck you want to do and, you know, wasting your life. And it's like, hey, guess what? You got to the end of your life and I was like, I want to see the stat of the, you know, 0.00000000001% that you actually fucking helped. And it's like, oh, wow, you actually fucking did nothing, and you wasted 30 years of your life fucking doing that. You know, if that is your passion, go ahead. You know, fucking go do that. I'm not going to fucking knock you for, you know, doing something that you are passionate about. If you're passionate about art and never make a penny about it, but you enjoy doing it, go ahead. You know, do your art. Like, I enjoy doing comedy. Like, I enjoy fucking making people laugh, getting up on a stage, you know, looking down at my audience. You know, they're not there to see me. They're just there to fucking laugh. And if I can, you know, say something that elicits a laugh response, it floods me with endorphins and I'm like, yay. And then, you know, I forget about it and it's like, cool. But it's the thing that I enjoy. And
well, the thing is, the thing you enjoy will not be impacted by global warming. Like, all of your interests, they're pretty much safe. For people who have interests outside of that, that's what they're taking a stand for.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, they're trying to get rid of all internal combustion engine cars. That means your car is bad, my bikes are bad, my car is bad. You know, all fucking gas is bad. So the fucking, you know, gas that we have, the natural gas that's coming to our stove and oven, you know, that's bad. The gas that fucking powers our water heater, that's bad. All of that shit, they're going to fucking, you know, put the kibosh on that and make no more of that. Like, they're already doing that in apartments. They're like, hey, yeah, you have a gas line coming in, but you can only use electric. You know, which guess what? We fucking use gas or fucking coal or, you know, whatever to fucking power. It's like, use nuclear power, you know, but people are afraid because they saw fucking, you know, Chernobyl happen and they saw fucking, you know, the disaster in Fukushima happen. And they're like, oh no, nuclear power is terrible.
So my problem with nuclear warfare is the radiation that is left behind.
It's not nuclear warfare. It's nuclear power. It's essentially using like nuclear energy. And
okay, no, I'm okay. You know what? Just continue.
Yeah, no, nuclear power and nuclear, you know, warfare are completely different things. Yeah, nuclear warfare is terrible because it fucking irradiates land and makes it fucking useless. You can't live there. You can't grow there. You can do nothing there. It's, you know, useless fucking no man's land that's fucking dead to the world for the next fucking, you know, few thousand years. And it sucks. Like, Chernobyl, you know, is, you know, dead. You know, people go in there to explore and do scientific studies, but that's it.
So what I was trying to mean is that radiation that comes from a nuclear reactor exploding that was for the good of creating energy versus radiation that is released from a nuclear bomb is the same effect on the environment.
Well,
that's what I was trying to say.
Here's the thing. With Chernobyl, they were fucking testing things, and they fucking took off all their fucking safety measures, you know, to go test some dumb bullshit and, just to see what would happen, to experiment on it.
Like, why don't we just, like, play around with nuclear power on, like, the moon or Mars?
Because getting a fucking payload that large over to the moon or Mars is going to fucking cost trillions upon more money than the world has. And it's like, it's not even fucking worth it. But, you know, and then Fukushima was due to fucking tsunami fucking hitting it. And, you know, that was just, you know, kind of, you know, God's plan, I guess. But, like, that's, like, the, you know, two that fucking come to mind. And every other nuclear plant, you know, that fucking follows strict safety protocols does just fine. Produces clean energy, without burning coal, without burning gas, without, you know, doing other crazy shit. It's just a steam turbine that just and fucking, you know, produces damn near, you know, free energy.
It's still a bomb that's waiting to go off.
That mentality is why we can't fucking have it, because everyone's like, it's just a bomb. It's like,
no, I think we should not have it.
Yeah, yeah, that mentality is why we do not have nuclear energy. That is exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm not denying that it's existing. That is a road that I'm not, nor am I denying the chance that that is a road we will go down. I'm just saying.
You just see them as potential bombs. Guess
yes,
what?
What else should I see them as? They are so destructive to the Earth. How can I view them in any other format?
Wait until you see how much fucking lithium fucking strip mining does to the Earth. Wait until you see how much fucking coal mining does to the fucking
Earth. I am aware that other forms of energy are just as disastrous.
So,
okay, I also understand that.
Literally, they can just take a coal fucking energy plant, convert it right on over to a nuclear energy plant, fucking bury that fucking nuclear, you know, energy way down below, and there's clean energy. No fucking byproducts are coming out. No fucking nuclear radiation is coming out.
Okay, so how do you see the environment? Like, if nuclear energy is, like, running everything and things are, like, perfect? Like, I don't mean this in, like, a satire, but, like, how do you see the environment? Do you see it as, like, clean and pristine? Do you see plants in it?
Yes. Tons.
Okay, so then why... So are
the nuclear radiation is not what?
Are you happy that the plants are there?
I don't care that the plants are there. I can cut down every fucking tree in our backyard. It would not affect me in the slightest.
See?
But this is what happens is people have no idea how nuclear fucking power plants actually fucking work. Those giant fucking smokestacks that you see in The Simpsons, that's just water vapor coming off. That's it. There's no fucking nuclear radiation coming out of that. But since it has to deal with a lot of fucking water vapor, then that's it. And then, boom, guess what? It gets rained back down, and then fucking plants start fucking growing because it's clean fucking water.
I'm Googling something and paying attention to you.
And it's like, just give nuclear fucking, you know, power plants a chance. But, you know, people are like, no, I watched Chernobyl and I watched Fukushima and they're all just bombs waiting to kill our entire fucking nation. And it's like, all right, you know, fucking enjoy fucking paying a shitload of money for electricity then. Because, you know, burning coal is, you know, horrendous for fucking everything.
So do you prefer nuclear energy or solar energy? Like, do you have a preference between the two?
Nuclear energy, by a lot.
Why? I'm just asking.
Because there is, like, the second you get the fucking nuclear in there, it is pretty much just self-contained. It just goes. Whereas the sun, you need, you know, to make all the fucking materials, you know, so you have to go mine all the fucking bullshit necessary to building solar panels.
But don't you need that kind of stuff to build nuclear stuff?
You can just take a fucking steam power plant and just transfer it right over.
So it still needed startup money.
Very fucking little compared to solar. Wildly little compared to solar. And compared to how much energy it produces. Like, if I was to, you know, need solar energy for this house, like, I would need about $10,000. You know, just in solar panels alone.
So how much did the steam factory cost to make?
Well, the steam factory has already been built, but a couple million. But you're producing power for every single fucking house and every single fucking business. So take all the houses here, you know, say we have, you know, pull out your calculator, do, you know, $10,000 times, you know, 100,000 houses. You know, and you're going to find out that that's a lot of fucking money compared to how much. And then after like 20, 30 years, you're going to have to replace those solar panels. Whereas you don't have to fucking do that with nuclear.
So any other reason you prefer it over the solar panels?
Solar panels, the second you get a big ass fucking hail, they crack, they're fucking damaged.
Okay, so with this question, I'm assuming solar panel technology is advancing, is advanced in the future. It's not where we're at right now. So if they get to a point where...
If you get to a point where solar panels are now 100% efficient, because at best, you might be getting like 26, 27% efficient... What?
Okay, so if solar energy was able to make the same amount of energy as nuclear energy, would you have a preference between the two then?
Yeah, in a fucking magical world where fucking thermodynamics don't fucking, you know, slap fucking, you know, common sense out of everyone's head, then hell yes, fucking solar panels are great. But it has a 19 to 26% efficiency rate on your solar panel that only goes down year after year. So it gets less efficient year after year. That you're, you know, having these solar panels up, and if you're having a cloudy day, guess what? No fucking energy. If you're having a cloudy day in a nuclear power plant, same fucking energy.
Okay, we are going with the assumption that they were making just the same amount of energy as the nuclear. But, okay, so if they're equal, it wouldn't bother you to use the solar panels over the nuclear, then what is wrong with investing more energy towards improving the solar? Because if you're comfortable choosing the solar, then boom, you are helping the environment, and it does, and that is what is important to me. Because
what,
if a solar panel explodes, it's not going
panels.
To radiate the entire earth around it for God knows how far out and how long.
Okay, let's see what metals are used in solar panels. You know, you need the frame, the glass, the solar cells, the thermal insulator, you know, all this fucking dumb bullshit. You know, silicone, you know, which is fucking in short supply. I don't know if you know that. But yeah, if it snows, you're fucked. If it's cloudy, you're fucked.
That's why we need to invest technology into it so we can continue improving it. The model that we have currently has all the failures that you have pointed out. Those would need to be fixed. Like the way, so like just like everything you explained, that solar panels are not equal currently.
Well, if you want these crazy solar panels that you're talking about, the ones that are just as good as nuclear, you're looking at about $7 million per house. Yeah, this is with financing $5,000 per kilowatt to $81,000 per kilowatt. Do you know how many kilowatts we use per month?
The point
200.
Okay, move on. Okay, I'm looking at this one, the next one down.
5.4 billion dollars to build. I'm talking millions for a fucking nuclear power plant that does the exact same fucking thing.
You understand billions are bigger than millions, right?
Uh-huh. And I'm saying millions for the nuclear.
Oh my God. Why can't we? Solar panels are not as good as nuclear energy right now. In the future, hopefully they will be. Okay? Because if we have a future where we can pick one source of power that
if you're willing to give up your entire fucking paycheck to have nuclear or fucking solar fucking panels and be like, yay. And then guess what? The fucking power company still gets to charge you for it.
Yes, because capitalism will not go away.
So guess what? Nuclear fucking wins right now. Nuclear wins by a long shot.
Unfortunately, I just do not see it as a benefit that outweighs the...
Because
okay, so for nuclear energy, the cons outweigh the pros for me, and that's just it. That's just it.
See, like, nuclear power plants... Oh, nuclear power plants in Colorado. Yeah, we have a bunch. You know? Wow, look at all those power plants in our city. Four in our city. No, five, six. And they're small. They're not, you know, out here to, you know, fuck up everything. And you know, it provide like, it steams up the fucking water, which then comes and rains down, and then bada bing, bada boom, no fucking wasted water, no fucking, you know, nuclear, you know, byproducts. Everything is contained within the fucking nuclear reactor. And the nuclear reactors make the fucking coolest startup sounds in the world.
Sorry, I'm Googling a word to make sure I'm about to use it right.
The word is, you know, you're probably like looking for like imbecile. But yeah, for me personally, I would love like thermoelectric or, you know, pretty much using the ground where you dig deep and, you know, have a closed loop system to fucking power everything is also great. Geoelectric power is another one that we fucking do not look, or geothermal electricity.
I think that's the stuff that like Tesla was talking about before he like went insane.
You know, geothermal is fucking great. You know, it has to be, you know, location specific, and it's expensive and risky, you know, potentially triggering earthquakes and shit, but you know, other than that.
So you're fine with money being sent to research into that as opposed to money being sent to research solar panels.
It literally has already been done. You know, Iron Mountain uses it.
What's that?
Iron Mountain is where all the fucking data is being kept in case of fucking EMP, you know, strikes taking out a bunch of our shit.
God.
Yep.
Humans are so stupid.
Yeah, but geothermal fucking energy is a great fucking, you know, next step as well. Like, pretty much you just go, like, into the ground like this, into a heat exchanger, into a power. But yeah, I mean, when you dig deep enough, it gets fucking hot down there. And then, you know, when it comes back up, it's fucking, it works. Like, Atlas fucking tunnels, I'm sure you use it. Which are just missile silos that you can go fucking buy. I'd love to fucking buy a missile silo.
Can we put anthrax in it?
What?
Yeah.
Why would you put anthrax in a missile silo?
I'm assuming it's a silo, right?
Yes.
Then let's put anthrax in it.
I would live in it.
Where... Okay, you can go live in the silo, but I still want to put anthrax in it.
Why do you want to put anthrax in it?
Because anthrax comes in silos.
What?
Yes.
What?
I am not explaining the joke to you.
It was a joke?
Yes.
That was the worst joke ever.
No. It was fucking hilarious.
And you didn't even laugh.
Yes, because I don't laugh at my own jokes. I'm not weird.
I laugh at my jokes all the time. See, like, I have to, you know, kind of shoot from the hip with my jokes sometimes so I don't fucking laugh at a punchline before I get to the punchline. But I've definitely, I mean, I was at a comedy show with you where there's this one dude fucking laughing at all his jokes before he even said any of them. He was high as fuck. And then we all got a refund. I felt so bad for this guy. I'm like, oh, he's fucked up. He's just sitting up on stage giggling the entire fucking time. But yeah, geothermal, energy, wind energy, solar energy, and nuclear energy. Mix all those together. We have plenty of energy to do whatever the fuck we want to do.
Okay, so even microreactors still have the opportunity to explode and irradiate, like, not as far and as bad as, like, a big one would, but it still can do so. So it still is...
If you're dumb and don't know what the fuck you're doing...
People are dumb. People are stupid. This is why we can't have nice things.
I mean, that's the same thing with the Demon's Core. You know, the dude was fucking sitting there with a goddamn screwdriver, and it's like, hey, look, let's, check all this shit out. And then you fucking let it, slip, and then it went fucking super critical, and then fucking, killed a couple people in the goddamn room, like, a couple years later. And he, got it off, but it's like, shit.
How did that not prove my point?
Because he was being irresponsible and stupid.
Yes, people are stupid, and that's why we can't have nice things.
But what you do is you educate the fucking populace.
Would you go to school?
Yes. To fucking learn how to make a nuclear reactor? Absolutely.
Okay, let me ask this a different way. If they taught stuff like that in college and not in high school, would you go?
Yes. If they taught me how to make nuclear reactors in college, I would fucking sign up today. Yeah, but they don't. They fucking teach you fucking dumb shit like what an onomatopoeia is. Doesn't fucking matter.
Okay.
Do you know what an onomatopoeia is?
Of course I know what an onomatopoeia is. I can't say it right, but I know what it is. It's when an animal is named after the sounds it makes.
No, it's when you fucking, like clop, 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 clop when describing the, stomping of a fucking horse. Or galloping of a fucking horse.
Okay, so I was close.
Meow. Or flap, 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 flap.
Well, no, it's like how cats in Egypt are called mews. Because they mew.
Yeah. But, we can mix different forms of energy to all come into one, center, power station and then redistribute it out. And then, boom, we have, energy that can be used from nuclear. We have energy that can be used, from solar, wind, geothermal, and whatever else the fuck we find in the future. And it could be a great fucking thing.
So if we can find other resources that don't cause radiation, then why would we continue with the ones that do?
Do you know that bananas are radioactive?
Of course, everything is radioactive. The Earth has its own natural radioactive.
This cell phone, radioactive. These headphones, radioactive.
That is not going to destroy the Earth to a point where it causes so many genetic deformities, species are dying off.
Oh, no, the cell phone definitely has. Like, fucking people are eating Tide Pods off their cell phone.
I don't care about humans. I care about the environment. Okay? I care about putting the cart in the lineup thingy.
So would you be willing to fucking quit your job and then going and volunteering all your time to go, out into like Africa to fucking, help, native species out there?
Why is that the only way possible for me to help?
To volunteer your time? Like, it's like, the Unabomber just died. Okay. And, he was a little bit extreme in his views. But he's like, fucking, capitalism and, the Industrial Revolution is going to fucking destroy America.
Is it kind of like my favorite anime, Parasite?
I have no idea.
Okay. Because I'm getting similar undertones.
And so what he did was he sent bombs to fucking, you know, people that were, you know, doing that, you know, over in universities, airlines, and shit like that.
This is very similar. Continue.
You know, that's why he was named the Unabomber. Like, people are like, Unabomber, like, one bomb? No. You know, universities, airlines, bomb. That's just the, you know.
See, I wouldn't send bombs. I would send anthrax.
Yeah, no, he just sent bombs.
Like, that's way more effective. So much more effective.
And it's also fucking, you know, terroristic, too. And they'll find out quick. So he was able to do his own fucking thing. And, like, I think his brother was the one that fucking ratted on him. Because he's like, this sounds like my brother. And, like, they went and checked on his brother. And, like, yep, that was him. But, yeah, he fucking went out and, you know, actually did some shit. Like, sitting there and, you know, complaining about a problem on a fucking podcast that only a few people listen to isn't going to do much. You know, if you actually want to, you know, if you're actually passionate about this, you know, quit your job. Go out there and fucking, you know, volunteer all your time. Volunteer your entire life to try and going and helping the problem. Like, go to, you know, college to learn how to, you know, make, you know, different forms of
I can't do big things, okay? But I can do little things. And that's where it counts. I do.
To what?
To Greenpeace.
What, like with your Amazon shopping?
No.
You like, you write them a check, like, every year.
I mean, it pulls out of my account automatically, so I don't have to, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't donate, like, I fucking, you know, have some, you know, cat thing on my Amazon that I'm like, you know, fucking.
Big cats.
I don't know what it is. I don't care. I feel like they probably pocket that money. Good for them.
Okay, so you're not. Okay, so what you're pissed off about global warming, about it being about you, is that they're trying to mandate laws to help change. However, they're mandating laws that are unfortunately still unrealistic.
They're mandating laws against the little guys that fucking do a tiny amount. And then not doing shit about, you know, the real fucking problems. These corporations, Pepsi, fucking Nestle, that are fucking dumping, you know, toxic fucking waste into fucking public waterways. That are fucking, like, Nestle goes into fucking, you know, places that have, like, their own fucking private water and just steals the fucking water from them. And it takes, you know, someone from that village that has no fucking law degree to come to America, get the law degree in order to sue fucking Nestle in order to, you know, win fucking money for their village. And it still doesn't undo the damage that already fucking happened. It's like, you know, someone, you know, that.
Okay, that's completely. I'm a little person and I can only do little things, and that is my part. I am doing the best that I can with what I have around me, and that is all anyone is going to ask of me.
So go get a job at the fucking power plant and go fucking start talking to these people.
Oh my God. I'm doing the things that I have access to, okay? I'm a fucking millennial. I work full fucking time. There's all this other bullshit. I deal with chronic pain. Like, I can't do a lot of things, but I can do little things, and thus I do. And that is the best I can do, and no one's ever going to ask any more than the best of you.
So that's what I'm doing. Like, I am fucking buying solar panels so that when we go to Burning Man.
Oh, my God!
Yep. I'm buying solar panels so that when we go to Burning Man, we have electricity and we have lights inside our fucking shit, and we're able to.
So if you could buy a mini nuclear reactor instead of the solar panels, you would do that.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
I hope the cart you eventually decide to put in the lineup thingy has gum on the handles.
I don't put it in the lineup thingy. I don't put it away. Are you kidding? I park it up on the fucking, you know, rocks. I'm like, someone has a job now.
Although I guess on the other end, I do get really irritated when I see people literally drop their cart off, put their cart next to the car and drive away. Like, that does piss me off. So I guess on the opposite end, I understand a little bit of your frustration. But not a lot. If I get mad at something, I don't stay mad for very long.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing I can really do to change the world. I mean, I can write a letter, you know, make a tweet, or do some other dumb bullshit like that, but not in all entirety. Like, I can't, you know, be like...
Exactly. You can't, therefore, you can do what you can do, and that's kind of it.
I'm going to look up mini nuclear reactor.
They're called microreactors.
For home. Let's see. Energy to change the world. Oh, fuck yeah. GE is building it. Hell yeah. I don't think they have it out yet. But I would love it.
Yeah. There's a line of like causing harm and causing like capitalized letter harm. Like, if you're harming, like, a few people here and there, like, quite honestly, I could give a fuck. But when we start talking about big scale, like, the environment, that's when I get upset about it. Okay, so I read the story about this dude who was a scientist, and he was, like, deep sea diving.
Yeah.
And as he was diving, all of a sudden, a dolphin approached him. And, like, he could tell by the way the dolphin was crying at him that he wasn't there for fun. He needed help. And so... He followed the dolphin down to where the dolphin's mate had been pinned under a net. And dolphins can only hold their breath, I think, for like 15-ish minutes. And so, like, he released the female and they both went up to the surface. And that was just an act of kindness towards an animal. And that's how I view my stance in the food chain, is that if I have the ability to help, I should. That is my responsibility. It is not a privilege to me.
Okay, number one, dolphins are rapists, okay?
I am aware of that.
Little rapist dolphins, you know, I shouldn't, you know, be like, yay, we saved them.
Okay, so I don't so much care about, okay, so obviously there are animals I like more than other animals. However, I respect every animal's spot in the food chain, because that is like, oh my God, I can't ever think of the name word I want. It's not economy and it's not environment, but there's a C involved. But they have a place in an existing system that upcycles that is able to upcycle pretty much any pollution on their part. They can't upcycle plastic. But so if we are going to remove ourselves from that situation, we need to be aware of our actions. And if you're at fault, I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to make things better.
See, like when I throw plastic in my trash can, I take it out to the curb, where the trash company then takes possession of it. And it is this trash company that then fucking, you know, sells this trash to somebody else that then they take it and dump it in the ocean. I don't fucking take any plastic and just go throw it into the ocean, because we're the furthest from the ocean entirely, too.
Unfortunately.
I love it. It's great. Don't worry. This will be oceanfront property once the fucking, you know, ice caps melt. Will be great. We'll be like, Colorado, the new America. Everyone else is dead. I'm like, yeah! Florida's dead. And my entire family, poo-hoo!
I mean, I'd still be upset about the manatees.
Have you ever seen a manatee?
Yes. I've swum with manatees. I touched a baby once.
So, that is the experience. Boom. Like
but the experience doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that manatee's quality of life in their environment.
It's like when I see a little baby cow and it's like moo, and it's like has like the bright eyes. It's like, I'm gonna have a big fulfilling life. I'm like, no, you're gonna be a big fulfilling meal.
But they should have a big fulfilling life before they become your meal.
No, I want it dead that day.
Well, no, like, I'm just saying, okay.
Make a little veal out of it.
Okay, so fucking
I'm
meat.
Evil.
Some fucking meat tastes worse when it's scared before it dies. Okay,
yeah, I wouldn't fucking scare it. I would like
exactly.
Give it, I would give it kisses on its head while I stab it in the neck with a knife.
Exactly. That's all it has to be is nice.
It's like
it had a good day. Like whatever, it went out feeling happy. That's what matters to me. If I'm going to eat an animal, I would prefer it had a happy life first.
Maybe I'm like a wolf. Maybe like fear. Like, makes, like, the meat taste better to me. Like, what if, like, I've never tried fear meat. Like, that seems very unethical meat. Just fear meat. Just, like, scare a cow, like, boo, and then stab it in the head. Or shoot it in the head. Whatever fucking works. They have thick skulls.
That's terrible because there's a type of, there's something called fear-free handling in the vet world. And that's the first thing I thought of when you said that. And it's like a thing and people are like, oh my God, I'm fear-free certified. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. You come work to a cat clinic with that stance, we'll change you right up.
Yeah. No, I go, boo, and like scare the cow and like then, you know, like, you know, shoot it a bunch, like shoot its legs out, you know, and, you know, so it's like terrified, and like, rawr, like with like the wide fucking crazy cow eyes that they do when they're scared, and then kill it. So like whatever fucking fear toxins go into it, I'm like, like maybe I'm like a wolf, because like that's how wolves fucking eat their meat. Like they scare the shit out of it and then eat it raw.
Well, yeah, raw meat's delicious, except pig. I'm not eating raw pig.
Nom, 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 nom.
I will eat raw chicken before I eat raw pig. I am not getting a fluke. Fuck that noise.
Yeah, people are afraid of the worms and pigs.
No, I'm not afraid of worms. I'm afraid of the flukes.
Flukes are worms.
Flukes, 90% of their body for the males is their penis. I'm not being taken out by a giant penis. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, when you look at a fluke... It is a fucking worm.
I know they're worms. God
damn it. It's also a fucking electronic tool.
Okay. I'm okay with being infested with roundworms and hookworms and whipworms. I don't want flukes.
Little worms.
Yeah, they're giant penises.
Yeah, whatever.
The only thing I like, although I guess I like tapes more than I like flukes too. Okay.
I don't like any of the fucking worms. Like, I was always lied to and saying that raw top ramen has worms in it, and it never did.
Oh, my God. Like, that chick who, like, took apart, like, a Lipton tea bag, she's like, look at this little worm in it. It was just a dehydrated lemon peel piece. Like, people are stupid, and this is why I'm worried about stupid people having access to microreactors.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was looking.
People are stupid.
Microreactor for sale. Come on, get past the sponsored bullshit. Well, it doesn't seem like people have them for sale, per se, but... Oh, yep, they do. Yeah, this is fucking pretty fucking cool. Yeah, you know, just a little, you know, micro reactor. Yeah, ultra safe, USNC ultra safe reactors. Hell yes.
People are stupid.
Fusion plutonium. Yeah, no, this is gonna be. You know, the activity fucking goes way down after like 1,000 years. Plutonium just has like a half-life that goes in like a straight line. But yes, it's going to be fucking great. Yeah, and it's safe fucking technology. And until, you know, someone dumb comes along. Like
literally what I've been saying this whole time. People are stupid.
This cell phone can kill the both of us right now. If I was to take a screwdriver and just stab it through the cell phone, the fucking lithium would, you know, go with the oxygen and just turn this thing into a bomb. This is a bomb right here. Do you remember the, you know, Samsung Galaxy S7s that were just blowing the fuck up?
No.
They didn't allow them in planes. Because this little fucking bomb right here was going off.
But it's not going to cause the same damage fucking radiation would.
Oh, it causes more. It's like toxic to breathe. Lithium battery getting stabbed.
Okay, let's use a different way.
You know, poking a battery until... Oh, daily motion. Yeah, poking a phone battery with a knife until it results in an explosion. Just boom, boom, boom. And it's just all fucking wrapped up.
Okay, yeah, lithium. Okay, no, lithium's half-life is 24 hours.
You know, That's a cell phone battery.
Yeah. Okay. And it's not going to do the same kind of shit. It's not going to do the same kind of shit.
If I was to do the same thing for a house battery, it'd blow up the house.
It's still, it's half hour. Its half life is 24 hours.
It's not radioactive.
Exactly. So it doesn't fucking compare to a microreactor that will.
You understand we have radon underneath this house. It's just continuously radiating us like every day, right?
There's a theory that's what's causing hyperthyroidism in cats. Because the disease only showed up like 35 years ago, and cats are getting it more faster than ever and younger than ever.
Yep. Well,
we invented hyperthyroidism in cats somehow along the way. This is why humans suck.
Whatever.
Okay, so my ending statement still is, my ending statement is global warming, it can be helped. I don't know if it can be stopped. It has happened in the past, and the Earth itself has survived, but we have seen mass extinction following it. So, will we survive as humans? Of course, duh, we're too fucking smart, but still dumb at the same time.
You are like the fucking bad guy from Kingsman.
I don't know what that is.
So in Kingsman, there is a billionaire that made cell phones and internet free for everybody and gave everyone SIM cards for free.
Uh-huh.
And then he put out a signal through the SIM card that made people violent and kill each other.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So like
is this a movie?
Yes, this is a movie.
Can we watch it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Great movie. We'll watch it after this.
Yes.
And, you know, so he like made like a chip that like fucking, you know, made people kill each other and like, we went to a church and like had the church kill each other, and like there's like a group of spies that are trying to like take it down because he realized that the world is going to shit, and he's like, well, fucking like let everyone kill each other and like let the fucking, you know, rich people stay in power, and like that's why they got to kill him, obviously.
Okay, I don't know how it correlates to me, but the point is,
but you would fucking kill everyone on all the humans on the planet in order to fucking, you know. Or most of the humans on the planet.
Because we need to fix what we've broken. Yes.
You know, he let some of the humans stay alive. And, he pretty much tried to Thanos snap, and he, you know, accomplished it for a bit.
I'm just saying, global warming is going to continue to happen. We can help it. We can help the environment through it. The Earth has survived it in the past, which means it can do so again. But again, we're going to see a mass extinction afterwards and a dramatic change all over the planet.
And so you have to accept that.
Like, you just have to, like, you cannot care, but you also got to know what, you also want to know what your future is going to look like type thing. It's just kind of like, it's just how it is. Like, if someone's going to be like, well, I don't want to care, I'm just like, okay, cool. I'm not telling you this to make you care. I'm just letting you know these are what the consequences are, so don't be surprised.
Oh, I'll be dead, so I won't be surprised at all. Dead people aren't surprised.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't care. I'm not gonna have any kids. I'm not gonna have any fucking, you know, predecessors or whatever the fuck, or not predecessors.
Predators?
No, fucking people come after me.
Oh.
Whatever. I'm not gonna have any.
I have no idea.
Predecessors.
Oh, successors.
Successors. All right. I'm not gonna have any successors that come after me, and. So I don't really care. Like, I'm getting fucking solar panels in order to do Burning Man, and I will, you know, figure out how to do solar panels to, you know, help with, you know, the bills here. And, you know, that's the little bit I can do, because I can get, like, you know, a shitload of solar panels for $1 a watt, but that watt is only going to be, you know, 24% effective. So I'm literally paying $4 for a watt of energy.
It needs more research.
And so I need to, you know, do $4 times, you know, 2,000. So $8,000.
Yeah, it's nowhere near close to perfect.
You know, will get me to where this house energy bill is close to zero. About 10,000 will fucking make it zero. So that's where I got that number from. Because I've already done the fucking research on how to, you know, make this. But I'm going to go ahead and end it there. You know, my wife will never be convinced otherwise that nuclear power is actually fucking safe and clean as long as the right people are in charge. Even though we have plenty of nuclear power here already that is safe and clean.
I'm very proud of my stance.
I mean, shouldn't be, but whatever. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all that dumb bullshit. Alex Truck. I'm Alex Truck everywhere. AlexTruck, just like it fucking sounds. Follow me. I'm gonna start fucking posting stand up videos and dumb shit that I do.
Like he always says.
Like I always say, yes, I always will fucking say that dumb bullshit, but eventually I will get around to it. I'm busy. I'm busy boy. Except for this week. I was not busy at all. Bye.